Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am your co-host, Mark Comar, and this is Mr. Josh Starnes. We are the Higher Power Tech Podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I get my words together, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, today we want to talk about in what industries are the IT jobs, job boom going to hit. And Josh and I were just discussing here recently how you have to follow the trends and what things are shifting in the tech field and market and industry, right? So there's some big things coming. As you know, for the last 24 months or so, AI has gotten big. It's gotten huge. And the funny thing is, Josh, right? AI has always been out there, you know, in this tech, but is now in this new, you know, ChatGPT and, you know, the way in which you're delivering different things on Microsoft and different, you know, situations, it's gotten a lot more buzz over the past, you know, 16 months or so, right? But with that being said, there are a lot of job opportunities that are going to start to open up. And not only that, there's a lot of good pay in these job opportunities in AI, wouldn't you say? Coming up here, Jay?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I was telling Mark before we even started this that I was having a conversation with my boss this week, and we were talking about, you know, salaries in the AI world. And for AI engineers and people coming into this, salaries are starting between 300 to 600K is what I was told. And I've looked it up, and they pay. AI is huge right now, and they need developers, and all these companies are trying to adapt. And it's just, yeah, Mark, I think it's crazy. It's been around for a while, but now it's the next biggest thing. The only other thing, man, I would think that rivals it is security. I still think if you've got a pretty good security background, you're doing well. But if you're still running Linux programs from back in the 80s, you probably need to invest a little bit of time in yourself to get kind of up to the water of the technology.
Yeah, man. I think you're absolutely correct. Ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing, you know, closes, what they say, one door closes, another one opens up. But that's so true, man. The industries out here that, you know, you can find, you know, good work in, you know, cloud computing, computer science, IT management, like you said, cybersecurity is huge, right? Anything in the security sector, data centers is huge. One of our big clients right now is Vantage Data Centers. And, you know, so we're supplying, you know, employees for them, you know, IT practitioners and engineers for them. So when we talk about there's opportunity, you have to keep yourself moving forward. You have to be able to, you know, keep yourself. We talked about looking a few steps ahead, right? Not just being so focused on where you currently are right now. So if you have to go back and you have to get a data science, you know, degree, you know what I'm saying? Or you have to, you know, re-up on that. If you have to go and, you know, understand what machine learning really, you know, breaks down into, do that. It's vital because there's positions, there's job openings that are becoming available because there's not a lot of people who are focused on, you know, advancing their skills and their knowledge base within these sectors. The healthcare sector is another one that is, you know, huge and vastly changing, not only from the standpoint of, you know, trying to come up with better software for, you know, our services, but also too, like Josh was saying, on the security side, because that's one of the most, you know, private, you know, informational, you know, sectors out there. You want to make sure information doesn't leak on, you know, grandma's, you know, cancer, you know, or, you know, what's going on with, you know, certain elements and certain issues. So there's opportunity out here in different sectors, there's different opportunity in different fields, and they're paying, you know. And I would say on this part of the boom, you're on the beginning, the inception, if you will. So like Josh was saying, some of these positions, you know, they're going to pay you well, because in a little bit exorbitant amounts at times, because there's not too many people in these particular skill sets. So if you could be one that's in these particular skill sets, and if you are willing to advance yourself, like I said, not just, you know, on Python or, you know, C++, but you're able to, you know, beyond just your coding techniques, you know, get a little bit better and get a little more advanced, then you can possibly come out with $500,000, you know, salary, you know, 600K salary, before they correct the curve, right? Where everybody now has, you know, the data science information, you know, or knowledge. And so now they say, okay, well, we were paying, you know, 550K, you know, salary annually. Now we're going to cut that down to 300, you know, or 200, right? So be smart, be wise. Look at how the landscape is shifting and how it's changing. Look at these particular sectors, cloud computing. If you don't know, you know, how to get into that and what search or, you know, search you need to grab to add onto your current repertoire, look it up, because there's opportunity in these particular sectors, like Josh said, to where you can get paid very well. I know we spoke about making sure it's not just about the money, true enough. However, some of you are in a position where you have the knowledge, you have the understanding, you have the basic, you know, certifications and the basic, you know, pedigree and the basic tenure within your field. You just need to maybe grab one or two more, and you're able to now position yourself. You know, if you switch from business software over to the healthcare sector, you know, where they're looking for someone of your particular skill set, you might be able to jump up and pay very well, right? If you prepare yourself properly. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I was asked this not too long ago, and they said, "Do you think AI will, you know, replace people?" And I've had this conversation, I think, 10 times at this point. And now, honestly, I think at some point it's going to a certain extent.
Certain extent, yeah.
You'll always need somebody who's writing the original program. You'll always need somebody who's looking over things. But AI is, from my understanding, is they're creating AI to learn. And as it learns, it can rewrite its own programs. It can rewrite itself. It learns from its mistakes, but it's still going to need someone to tell it made a mistake. So let's look at McDonald's. I don't know if this is true, but I was told that over in China that you go to McDonald's and it's pretty much robots. They're trying it out to see how it works. Now, consistency is going to be much better. You know, it's going to be the same. It's programmed to do the same amount of ketchup, same amount of pickles, same amount of everything. But I still feel like we're going to need engineers. You're still going to need people who oversee programs. You need to follow the trends in the aspect of what is this going to lead to? You know, so I think Mark had talked about this before. Read a book, pick up a book, you know, do a Google search, invest in yourself to start getting an understanding of this. You know, project managers, PMs, scrum masters, all that stuff, you're handling the outer scope of the program. Now you're going to have to understand AI could write that program for you.
Right.
AI could very easily replace a good project manager or program manager just by simply being able to write the process, have somebody, okay, say I did this process, and then have it type in, okay, rewrite the next process. You know, what's the next, you know, that we're going to do. So from that aspect, I think, yes, it's going to start replacing certain positions. So people need to start kind of entering into the, you know, the new area of where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are so many higher paying jobs now. And like you brought up healthcare. Security, how many healthcare organizations have been popped by ransomware? Oh my gosh.
Right, right.
Or companies that we won't mention any names sending out software updates that completely destroyed everything. Like, this stuff is happening.
Okay.
So there are jobs out there that you can make a lot of money and moving yourself. So I guess from my perspective, we should always be investing in ourselves to learning the new technologies, moving into these new spaces, making a ton of money. And if you're not sure how to do that, that's what we're here for. We've created this podcast to help people navigate through whatever comes up with their employment journey. This is no journey to the center of the earth. This is journey to your next employment opportunity. We can help you to create a resume, create a game plan, build yourself out, create a network, get into the next thing that you're looking to do, whatever it you need us to do from where you're at right now to get to that next spot. That's what we're here for. We created this to give you somebody to fall back on and say, hey, I don't know how to interview well. I don't know how to write a resume. Hey, I want to get into developing AI. What are you seeing are the big trends right now? What are the good companies? That's what we're here for. So reach out to us, guys. Let us use our network and leverage our connections to help you get to where you need to be.
Yeah, no, perfectly stated, brother. And I love what you said. Yeah, AI is going to, it's already, the fear factor that has happened, I think, you know, Jay, and you spoke to it apropos, and you're right. I just want to make sure we bring it clear to people. Service manufacturing, AI has always been there. And it's just, you know, in the past year or two, like we said, it's been a lot more in your face, you're right? So you go into Walmart or into your local, you know, your local grocery store, and you'll see, instead of having a checkout person, you have the kiosk, right? Where you now swipe your little barcode, you know, that's AI, you know, all that stuff is AI, literally, right? manufacturing had AI from the beginning. When you talk about Ford Motor plants, you look at machinery, you look at Amazon, you look at Tesla, you know, machinery that can do a job efficiently, manufacture, you know, repeat action motion. So therefore, you know, those type of things have always been there. Manufacturing, like I've already said, so that was AI. So those jobs, yes, have been replaced, right? And they're going to continue to be replaced when you talk about manual labor, all that type of thing. And like Josh is speaking to, we're seeing in this particular wave now, for basic, you know, things like, you know, assistant work, right? Those type of things, right? You can now have an AI do that for you, right? Heck, you can even have in personal training, you can have an AI write up your workout program and your nutritional program for you, right? You don't necessarily need to go to a trainer anymore, right? So those type of careers, again, but still kind of service industry, still careers in those lines, right? Are going to be kind of done away with. And so the fear factor comes because you see that and you hear so many people who have those jobs say, well, I'm out of work now because I was packing, you know, I was, you know, a backpacker and checking out people at Walmart and I lost my job. I think people in IT, you always have seen, and you know, because this is the thing, let me be completely honest, if I haven't been from the beginning, which I think I always have been, Josh, but I'm not an IT guy, right? I'm a business guy. I'm a big picture guy. I'm a connector. I do all that, but I hire and I have people on staff that have the knowledge, you know, that I don't have within those fields and those sectors, right? But I understand though business and I understand economics. I understand, you know, forecasting futures, you know, all that stuff. So that being said, I may not know the specificity of what you need to be a data science or, you know, dark data, you know, engineer, but I understand that certain, you know, companies need to have a dark data scientist because they're going to go through the processes of breaking down, you know, how you've been using the information you've been gathering. How is it going to work for you? How is it going to be disseminated? And then again, if they need you on staff, they come to me to, you know, to place you, right? So that being said, even though I don't know the technicalities of it, I still know at the end of the day that when one door closes, another one opens. So yes, service, manufacturing, AI has been there. It's going to take that over. So jobs will be lost, but jobs will be created because there's a whole nother, like Josh was saying, there's a whole nother dynamic. There's always going to be a need for the programming and then for the AI to understand human aspects that are not, you know, that it doesn't know, right? So it still needs to have that programmed in and it still needs to have that functionality that only we can bring. But there's certain levels of knowledge that need to be acquired in order to continue that, to meet that AI where it is. And so that's where we got to want to shift people and make sure people understand, don't be afraid of it. Just figure out where your lane is and then you go into that and you can find your place. That's what we want to bring to you. The boom that's happening in AI, because there is a boom. There are more job opportunities. There are more places. So don't go glass half empty. It's more so the glass half full, especially like Josh said, if, you know, he's looking in those positions, which there are positions that are paying, you know, 400K, 500K, you know, that would normally not be there. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that made sense, kind of what I'm saying, guys. That yes, it will close out on one end, but on the other end, It's the wild, wild west. Now it's just a matter of who's going to go out there and claim your land, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
So I didn't mean to ramble on that. Anything you want to say to that, Jay?
No, I mean, I think it's great. You know, it's evolving, you know, just like jobs and times are evolving. We have to evolve as people, you know, and we've got to invest in ourselves to get there. You know, as IT professionals, you know, back in the day, you used to go to the store, you brought up the store analogy, and that was great because you're right. People probably don't even think of that. But you used to have 15 lanes of people who would do it for you. You had somebody right. Checked you out and put in a bag. Right now, you've got one person that's watching 10 kiosks, and all they have to do is make sure they, you know, when you misscan something or don't scan something, they whoop, and you're good. But those are computers that are doing everything. So it's now things are being replaced. There are jobs. You go into a Taco Bell, McDonald's, or whatever, and they have a kiosk now. You don't even really go up to the front to order your food. You do it yourself. That sends it to the back. It gets made. So there are little things, and we've got to advance ourselves, you know, to keep up with today's market, you know. Remember that old commercial, the Jitterbug, that little phone? It was basic. It just had the numbers. It was basically for grandparents who couldn't get with today's technology. But I never forget Jitterbug.
You taking it away, man.
Yeah, but that's what it's like. It's like we put ourselves in this box and we learn so much, but we don't look at what's new. And we, right. Once, if you stay here, you're always going to be here. You're going to be obsolete. You know, you've got to start advancing yourself to newer technology and get an understanding of how things work. I mean, for God's sake, I pay for my groceries with my watch. Who thought that you can pay for stuff on your watch? Or I double click my phone and my credit card pulls up and I'm paying for it. Like, you have Apple Pay. You can, my daughter says, hey, Dad, I need $5 for Uber. I can send her $5 in seconds and she's got it. Like, times are changing. But I truly feel right now, AI and security are, in my opinion, are two of the biggest things out there. Security is just insane. That's so many security breaches and people who have a really good understanding of keeping people's data locked in.
Yeah.
I think, especially with AI, there's still a lot of conversation of the data yeah. aspect of AI. So if you're somebody that's insecure, you might want to start looking at, okay, so how do we secure the data that's coming from AI?
Right.
So we're definitely getting into something, but if people start adapting now to get into that newer technology, you've got some pretty cool career options. And I personally would love to talk to you about how to advance yourself and get into there. Mark and I could even go look for companies hiring for these particular positions and help to get you in the door. Like, we can market you. That's one of the, I mean, we have an amazing company, Kane Ross, that our parent company, that's what we do. Not only do we have clients that need people, but we take people and go find clients. So that's we right. can do it both ways. So if you're looking to advance yourself, let us help you.
Right. So yeah, Josh, you said it absolutely correct. And so we just want to let you know that there is a boom coming and it's already really here. If you're wise, you start to look at different sectors. Like I said, cloud computing services, computer science, data centers, healthcare. There's a lot of sectors, a lot of industries that are in need of knowledgeable AI practitioners and engineers. And it's up to you to now to go out there and, like he said, grow yourself. But don't look at it as half empty. Look at it as half full, because with change, there is opportunity, and that's how you have to look at it. If you look at it with the pessimistic, so many jobs being lost, hell, you may have just been laid off. It's just time for you to pivot. Okay. And it's time for you to see what opportunities are out there for the next thing. And a lot of the funny thing is, like I said before, a lot of you, if you have been in, machine learning in some capacity, you're aware of what's coming down the pike. You just haven't pulled the trigger yet on, getting that extra cert or going back to school to get that extra little knowledge you need. And I just say, I just want to be here to kind of kick you in the rear and say, go do it. Because, it may be the difference of being out of job, right, or being out of work right at this moment, but then being able to, within 6 months, 7 months, get a certain cert. And now you're able to position yourself to where you're getting offer for $425, a year, what I'm saying? Salary. It's just that simple, because you have, a lot of times I think instead of wasting time in the frustration of the unknown and the frustration of the current present, paradigm that might be, which, you may not be out of work or, you may not be in work or you're not happy with your current position. You can spend that energy and time into putting yourself into something different. Just put that energy and time into listening to our podcast, where we're trying to encourage you to know what you can look at. All it takes is one little moment of spark, right? Oh yeah, I didn't think about data centers. Oh yeah, I didn't think about IT management. What I'm saying? Oh, I didn't think about, like you said, security or cybersecurity, from that perspective, that angle. You knew of it, but you're so, bogged down emotionally and mentally with the current frustrations, you're not thinking outside the box. So that's why we want you to continue staying with us. Continue, like you said, chiming in with us, reach out to us, because we want to keep, the foot on the gas pedal. Not so much pressing down to where you're going from zero to, 100 in less than 3 seconds, but just enough where you can start to see that, oh, I can move forward, right? So even if I'm going 10 miles per hour, I'm still moving forward, right? Instead of, being stuck and stop and park, right? Yeah. So stay with us, guys. We got you covered. But there is a boom. It's here. Now it's up to you to go out here and try to seek out where you can fit into that boom and get, like I said, plant your flag on the wild, wild west and get your land. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. What you think, Jay?
No, I think it's great, man. I think it's good. That's what we're here for. So make sure you go to our website, schedule some time with Mark and I. Let's get you into those, your next big opportunities.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you shortly. High Power Tech out.